One of the guys that actually he joined the Freak Nation. What was it, Mike? Was it 3 seasons ago?
I believe so.
I think it was 3 seasons ago.
And we steered him wrong a couple of times, so I'll go nationwide and give him a big apology.
Nationwide and fully admit that that there were times where we were battling back and forth on Twitter in the middle of a Sunday. Although there were plenty of times that he and I were sharing the same pain because we wound up with the same lineups in a couple of leagues. It was pretty good. You may know him as Dwight Schrute from The Office. You may know his website, soulpancake.com. If you haven't visited it, go visit it. It's a great site. Absolutely love it. The very talented and very funny Rain Wilson joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. Rain, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, but happy to have you. For all the love you've given us on the Twitter account over the last few seasons, it all started out, it was a few years ago, you said... You shot out a message saying that the Office Fantasy Football League draft was that night, and you were looking for advice, and we shot a message to you. So you guys actually do a league on the show? Do you still do it?
This is, I think, the 5th year we've done it.
And how do you compare with everybody else? Who's the stud?
Is that the 8-0 team?
I won one year. I won that one year. I think it was the second year we did it, and that was the year LaDainian Tomlinson went crazy. I picked first, and I got LT, and that's, you know, then he was throwing for touchdowns and running and catching touchdowns with the Chargers, and I rode his coattails all the way to victory. That was like 4 years ago. Maybe it was 5 years ago. I can't remember.
They all kind of blend
one. Wow. And then I came in third last year.
Very nice.
So as you go around the office, are the women involved, or are they playing, and is that what you're doing on the computer on
Jenna, that we do that on the computers a ton. Jenna Fisher's husband, his name's Lee Kirk, he's on our league, and he's very good, and she doesn't understand it at all, but she really roots for him and, like, cheers him on and tries to trash talk us, but she doesn't know what she's talking about. But the main culprits are John Krasinski and Brian Baumgartner. In the cast, and then it's mostly crew and several of the writers, Danny Chun and Steve Healy and Charlie Grandy and Owen Ellickson. A bunch of the writers are into it as well.
Well, because I know we got into the middle of a trade debate, and unfortunately it ended up being carried out instead of a private message, so any attempts to fleece him went awry.
to what?
Any attempts to fleece him went awry.
We did it, and we were having the trade discussion in public.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about trading Beanie Wells for Larry Fitzgerald, but he didn't go. He didn't bite.
We'll have to come up with something better.
Well, I did. I had to keep Beanie because I also have Bradshaw, and he broke his foot. So who knows how long he's going to be out? So, you know, Beanie's a good one to hold on to. I think he does have a tougher second half of the season, but. He's kind of a stud this year.
He's been doing pretty darn good. Rain Wilson joins us on the line, and he's as much of a fantasy football player as the rest of us are when we have some fun. Wanted him to join us here this morning. Rain, as you've gone through, let's away from the football for just a minute. Obviously, The Office has been a great run for you, continues to be. And one of the things that's always impressed me about that show, and there's certainly some other shows on television that are the same way, is the way the writing and everything has stayed consistent. It stayed funny. It didn't wind up getting stale. Is that really a team effort behind the scenes in terms of the writing on that show? Is there one or two people that you really point to and say they're the keys, or is it really a team?
Well, you know, maybe I could use a football analogy. In this case, Toby is our quarterback. Because the actor who plays Toby is the showrunner. He's the head writer, and he kind of, over the last 3 years, has been in charge of the scripts. And he's fantastic. He does a really great job. Paul Lieberstein is his name. And, you know, and other than that, you know, the writers do the bulk of the work. But then, you know, when it gets to the director and the actors, we have to try and, you know, we've got to make it really sing and really take off. So, you know, we improvise, we change lines, we mix it up, and just do whatever we can to make it as funny and believable as possible. So it is a team effort, and that's one thing that's great about television is you've got this writer's room, and you've got the actors and the directors, and then the editors also, you know, we stop in the editing room and give editing notes, and editors come on the set and give acting notes, and it's really collaborative.
Well, as you look at it, this past week you had the global domination, and that's what we preach for 3 hours on national airwaves every week with your Doomsday Device episode of The Office. Folks can find that, I believe, online at NBC.com. But you guys have also taken to the print and really kind of going out in a whole other way with SoulPancake.com, and I know Mindy's got a book coming out as well. So yeah, you guys are taking over the bestseller list as we go about it as well.
That's right. Yeah, we, you know, I founded that website, soulpancake.com, for people to have kind of deeper discussions on the web about what it is to be a human being, about philosophy, creativity, and spirituality. And then we have a book that was a bestseller that came out last year, and which is a terrific stocking stuffer. And then Mindy's got her comedy book just came out, and it's already like number 12 on the Amazon bestseller list. And it's called "Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me?"
And you also have the show that's now running, doing the segment on OWN as well.
Yeah, Soul Pancake is kind of has a production arm, and we're doing stuff for the Oprah Winfrey Network. We just signed a deal with YouTube. We're going to be creating content for a new premium YouTube channel. We got a lot of good things happening.
Besides some of those things behind the scenes, Rain, do you have any movie projects in the works we need to be keeping an eye out for?
Well, I have some movie projects I'm trying to get going. One is called Renaissance Men. It's a comedy set at a Renaissance fair. I've always loved Renaissance fairs. I think they're hysterical. It's pretty funny. We have some really good talent attached and good director and producer. We're just trying to set it up right now, as they say in Hollywood speak.
Well, when you're ready to collaborate on the life of a fantasy football yelling machine, you let me know.
Uh-huh. You know, we will come to you guys.
Yeah, the portrait of a life of a tortured artist, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He is the incredibly funny, very talented Rain Wilson of The Office, of SoulPancake.com, and so many other projects. Rain, so much appreciate you jumping on the phone this morning with us and checking in. We knew you played the fantasy football because you've been a part of our Twitter Freak Nation for a very long time, and we really appreciate you jumping on the phone and chatting with us this morning.
My pleasure, man.
You want to do a sit start before we go? We've got a great debate going on here. Chris Ogbonnaya, or do you want to stay on and answer some of those after the break?
Yeah, I can answer some of those after the break. I'm all into it. I'm getting some tweets right here, right now, and a lot of really idiotic questions.
we're sorry that the audience skewed that way.
Hey, sometimes they do. We can't help it. Sometimes they ask us the questions. Yeah. We get people asking a starter sit with a guy on a bye.
Russ Mapes, WFAN, says, should I start Eli or Romo? That's a tough one because normally I would say Eli, but, you know, he doesn't have Knicks and he doesn't have Bradshaw, but Romo looked so sucky last week. What do you guys think?
That about sums it up nicely. Of course, his defense couldn't contain Michael Vick and company, but I do have Eli a couple ranks higher myself with Manningham and Cruz, Jake Ballard, the tight end, starting to show a little bit of love. I think we get a more consistent effort out of Eli than we do with Tony Romo.
And everybody knows how much I hate the Cowboys, so, you know, that goes that way too. You got to be careful with that. Rain Wilson's going to answer your start or sit questions as we roll. Rain will stick around on the other side of the break. We'll answer some of these start sit questions. So if you would actually like the great Dwight Schrute to answer your fantasy questions, text him in to us right now at 66369, or of course on the Twitter account, as Rain just said, he's getting questions. If you don't follow him, you should. Great stuff on Twitter. He's just at Rain Wilson. Remember, it's two N's, R-A-I-N-N Wilson. Go follow him on Twitter as well, and we've got his handle up there on our Freak account as well. You can check him out there. Rain Wilson of The Office sticks around. He'll answer more of your questions on the other side, along with Mike Harmon of SwollenDome.com, FoxSports.com. Yeah, my name is Nate Lundy. We are the Fantasy Freaks, and this is Fox Sports Radio.
Hands it off to Wells. This time he dives over the top, does a flip, and ends up in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Now the ball came out, but it's a touchdown. He definitely crossed the plane.
19 after the hour, Fox Sports Radio, your Fox Fantasy Football show hosted by the Fantasy Freaks. My name is Nate Lundy. Thanks for making us a part of your NFL Sunday morning. Reminder that you can text us at 66369, which many of you do on the way to church. And then a lot of times in the text, you're begging us to reply via text rather than over the air because you're in church, which I think is just the power of fantasy football.
When you hear those pipe organs blaring in the background on the calls,
it's great.
You know we've hit a whole new level.
We've had people call because they snuck out, right? It's like you could just pretend like your kid's being a little too loud, and so you have to take him out of the service, and you go stand outside.
Pinching
and that's the
your
moment
kid
you,
in the leg, yeah.
That's the moment you wind up calling us. That's the voice of Mike Harmon of SwollenDome.com, FoxSports.com. We're welcoming your calls, your texts, and your tweets. And at least for once, because a lot of times, Mike, you and I, when we give out the advice, we blame Peter Burns for giving out bad advice. I think the great thing now is by bringing in from the office and soulpancake.com, Rain Wilson, then Rain, you can give out the advice and then everyone can blame you instead of us for this week.
Scapegoat.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm okay with that. So we've had a bunch of folks that are tweeting you and are tweeting us. So we said we would have the opportunity for Rain to make the decisions here and offer up some fantasy advice. So, Rain, we have here on Twitter from RJD_41 with a wide receiver question. We have Reggie Wayne or we have Eric Decker of the Denver Broncos. So where are we going with that one?
There's no other choices. That's terrible.
See, he summed it up nicely. He sounds like one of us.
Well, I think even if Tebow were just really like hitting it, Decker's still questionable because he doesn't get a lot of tosses necessarily. Sometimes he'll get some long breakout passes. So I guess you got to go with Reggie Wayne. I don't know if it's a PPR league, but
yeah, I didn't say.
I don't think the Atlanta secondary is that great. Do you guys?
No.
No, I certainly am not overwhelmed by Decker. I mean, he basically caught a glorified screen pass for a touchdown last week. So I'm not looking for the consistency there. I think I'd be more apt to go with Reggie Wayne and take my targets.
All right. Mel Reynolds, Mel's tab on Twitter, Rain, would like to know, do we go with DeMarco Murray of the Cowboys, or do we go with Cedric Benson coming off of his suspension in just a standard league?
Benson, definitely.
I think he's going to come back. He's coming off of the bye week and then the suspension. I think he's going to run angry. You know,
he's going to run angry and run hard and run straight to the end zone.
He's gonna do pretty well. Let's go with Ryan Goodwin here on Twitter, Rain, that would like to know if he's a quarterback question now. We're looking at Mark Sanchez, Andy Dalton, or Joe Flacco. He's got three choices there.
Oh, that's a tough one. Who are the Jets playing this week?
The Jets are at Buffalo.
At Buffalo.
You've got Cincinnati at Tennessee that we've talked about, and obviously the Sunday night are Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Well, I wouldn't do Flacco. Because he's up against Pittsburgh, although they're missing some linebackers, but I still wouldn't go up against Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think Sanchez. I think there's going to be a lot of running and gunning in Buffalo. I would vote Sanchez.
All right.
I would back that call, and Mike, I'll take the bullet for you, Rain.
Mike, as you've seen some of the other questions coming in here, let's get Rain to help some folks out from our Facebook page. What do we got?
All right, in Facebook land, Michael wants to know: Fitzgerald or Darius Hayward Bay?
It's got to be Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. With John Skelton swinging him the ball. How about this one's a little tough from Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Mike Tolbert or Victor Cruz in a PPR?
Victor Cruz is going to get a lot of – he's going to get thrown to about 14 times.
I agree.
Look at that, calling his target shot, too. I love it. I love it. Dez Bryant or Roddy White, non-PPR from David. Dallas, Seattle, and Atlanta, Indy.
I think Dez Bryant. I think they got beat up so bad last week. They caught a lot of flack in the press. I think Romo's going to come out throwing to Miles Austin and Dez Bryant, who he did not hit last week. And that's my vote. You feel free to disagree. You can always disagree.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna disagree angrily here. Atlanta comes out of as Atlanta comes out of the bye, Roddy White, it's time for him to step up. Matt Ryan, take care of business on the road against how do we say, a suck fest would be the nicest term we could use on the radio to talk about the Indianapolis defense.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, Rain, I'd be honest with you, even with you being a special guest on the show, Mike never has really any issues with yelling and screaming and disagreeing with people, trust me.
I mean, I am starstruck, don't get me wrong. For a guy that's got a bobblehead of himself sitting on his own desk, and yeah, I'm talking about me, not you, that...
All right.
The
great and talented Rain Wilson is on the line with us, actually answering some of your start sit questions. Rain, I know you're from Seattle. Do you have a favorite team?
You know, I'm from Seattle, and I lived in New York for 12 years, and so I'm really like I'm pretty fair weather between the Seahawks and the Jets, and this has been a pretty disappointing year so far for me.
So as you've watched that, I know you've obviously there in New York, you've gone around, but what's your, you know, when you're not working on the website on Soul Pancake, when you're not working on the office or such, what's your downtime like? What do you do for fun?
Oh, what do I do for fun? Oh, man.
We know you're a football fan.
That hard question.
Yeah, I play tennis. I hike around out in the woods and the mountains. You know, I go to Oregon. We have a cabin up in the mountains of Oregon. I go up there a lot, so...
Do you have a Mose that works on that cabin with you?
We kind of do. Yeah, this guy named Jared who mows the lawn, you know, and watches it. He's got a touch of the Mose about him.
You're talking to a guy who grew up in Corvallis and went to Oregon State, Rain. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm glad you get up there into the Northwest and get a chance to have some fun.
Nice.
Let's get a few more of these questions coming off the Twitter account that folks are asking us. Let's see here. In a PPR league, do you like Jordy Nelson with the Packers, or do you like Brandon Marshall with the Dolphins? That's from Ty in St. Louis.
Who are the Dolphins?
Dolphins are in Kansas City.
Oh, okay. That's a tough one. I guess Marshall.
You got a lot of you get
I'm
some
with
targets
you.
There.
Get the targets.
I'm going to go with the targets on that one with you, Rain, because with Green Bay, Green Bay is starting to kind of feel like New Orleans has for the last few seasons, where there's so many options for Aaron Rodgers that you got to be the ball gets spread out quite a bit, the same way they do in New Orleans.
I have Jordy Nelson starting this week, and I'm not looking forward to it because I think he's going to get thrown to about five or six times, and maybe he'll get three catches in like 80 yards.
If you can get the 80-yard streak to the end zone, then it's all good.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
How many leagues are you in, Rain?
I'm in two. My office one, I'm 7-1.
Okay.
I'm on top of the leaderboard.
Nice.
And my other league, I'm 0-8. it's a travesty.
I feel your pain. I've got one of those. Not quite right there. But.
And it's not that bad a team, and I don't understand all the pain. I have... Romo, Garcon, Mike Williams, Chris Johnson, Michael Turner, Tony Gonzalez, and then I've also got Stevie Johnson, Jerome Simpson, Darius Haywood-Bey. I mean, it's not that bad a team, but it's not a great team.
Well,
but,
you said the magic word, though. It's Chris Johnson.
Yeah. He was my first pick. Yeah, that was my first pick. And then Mike Williams has had a bummer year. Michael Turner's, you know, up and down. So is Romo. So it's just been... You know, I think when you draft, a lot of it you have to draft real consistency, and then you've got to also make some swing for the fences on a few picks that you think could just have huge breakout years. Like in the office league, Jimmy Graham has been huge for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's that one player that probably you took in a middle round that sneaks in and suddenly becomes your stud.
Exactly. I kind of reached for him, and people were like, "Oh, who's that?"
So after you win the title, we'll see you sporting a Jimmy Graham jersey on the show.
Exactly.
That would be great. Rain, thank you so much for joining us this morning, answering some questions for our Twitter followers, for your Twitter followers, our friends on Facebook, and for just having some fun with us this morning. We want folks to get out. Check out soulpancake.com if you haven't done it yet. Great website to go visit. Some really, really cool stuff on there that you're a part of, and so are a ton of people. I think you had, a million visitors last month?
I think that's about right.
Yeah, you're getting a great traffic there on that site. And, of course, very funny. Best of luck as the office continues to roll through another great season. It's Rain Wilson. Rain, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.